Well, there is no question that when it comes to influence and persuasion in digital marketing, no one, and I mean no one, commands more respect than Dr. Robert Cialdini. If you have never read his books, Influence and Persuasion, I swear you are missing so much in your digital marketing, not only as an influencer and an advertiser, but as just a great marketer. And that's why I'm so excited to invite you to a free webinar where he'll be sharing his latest insights on new e-commerce strategies. Now, alongside Dr. Cialdini, you'll learn from Bass Wilders and the authors of Reputation King, my buddies Scott Brandley and DJ Sprigg. Attendees will absolutely be able to understand exactly how to gain a competitive edge in the marketplace by leveraging online reputation management. Now, that's something that we haven't talked about here on this show all that much. And it's more reason for you to register for the webinar here, which is completely free over at reputationking.com/PT. So join us on April 18th from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific for you West Coasters by registering at reputationking.com/PT. Once again, that's reputationking.com/PT. Cialdini has been a huge influence on me, and I can't wait to see how his new e-commerce strategies resonate with you and how they affect your business in a positive way using reputation management. Make sure that you register for the April 18th free webinar at reputationking.com/PT.
The easiest way to take your business, and I think your life, to the next level is get your messaging and your offer right, and everything else will take care of itself.
You're listening to Perpetual Traffic with Keith Krantz, Molly Pittman, and Ralph Burns.
Hello and welcome back to Perpetual Traffic, episode number 54. Welcome back to the podcast. How are we doing, by the way?
Hey, doing well.
Doing good.
On today's episode, we're going to be talking about a super common question that we get all over the place in our Facebook groups, through support, we've seen on the survey data, all over. This is something that Molly has seen a lot of questions about in the Facebook group. And we're just going to hit on this two-pronged issue. And really what it is what to do when your conversion costs on your traffic campaigns are too high and or your conversion volume is too low.
The problem here really is that you have a goal for your Facebook campaigns. You know, maybe you're trying to generate leads or customers, and you're simply paying too much for them. You've done the math backwards and you know how much you can pay to acquire a customer. And for some reason, you just can't get that conversion cost within a reasonable amount. And really going hand in hand with that, you might also have the problem that, you know, you're generating leads or customers, but the volume just isn't as high as you would like it to be. So we're going to cover really four ways to fix this high conversion cost, low conversion volume problem. And this is the process that we use at Digital Marketer and that you guys use over at Dominate Web Media. So really exciting. This is what we check when we're having the problem to try to diagnose it and how we fix it. We're playing doctor today.
Yes, we all have our stethoscopes on and white lab coats. Has everybody got them on?
Ralph is looking especially doctoral.
I've got that mirror thing on my head. I don't know if I know what they still
that mirror thing.
This is a problem that everybody has. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're first starting, it's your first couple of dollars that you spend on advertising, or you're spending a couple thousand dollars a day. I mean, this is a problem that spans, every single person that runs ads on Facebook, because the idea is that you want to run those ads to be able to get something from the people that you put your ad in front of, whether it's a lead, whether it's a sale, whether it's an engagement for your post, whatever it happens to be. So you're looking at some of these metrics. And one of the biggest metrics that, you know, we all are really keyed in on is obviously is a website conversion of some sort. So, you know, maybe it's a name and an email, or maybe it's a small purchase, or maybe it's a full priced offer. So, you know, the worst case scenario here is you're getting zero conversions. And I think that's what we'll get into first. But this is, no matter who you are, what level you're at, I think you're going to be able to find something in this episode here to be able to help you out.
There was a lot of craziness going on, wasn't there, guys? Like in June, the entire month of June, I think a lot of it had to do with the transition with algorithm changes to be focused more on engaging ads and transitioning over to this new Facebook pixel. And I think we've seen the dust settle quite a bit in the last few weeks. And most of our clients have transitioned completely over to the new Facebook pixel. Maybe, Ralph, you can touch on that real quick now so people are clear on that.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the month of June, I just still think that there was a lot going on behind the scenes that Facebook didn't necessarily change how we interact with the platform itself through the ads manager and the power editor, although that has changed somewhat since then. But I think the machinery behind the front-facing interface was really changing a lot. And I think it's because of, and I think we've said this a number of times here on the podcast, is that there's coming upwards of 3 million advertisers here on Facebook. So Facebook has to really up their game to make sure that they maintain the best user experience possible, showing the right ads in front of the right audiences so they don't alienate their base. I mean, we all rely on those 1 billion active users every single day getting on Facebook to run our ads in front of them. So if you're alienating that user base, then they're not going to be coming back. So I think Facebook has gotten smart with this, and it means that all of us as advertisers need to continually up our game and get better at what we're doing. And there'll be some tips here in this show that'll definitely help that. But
absolutely,
I do think the dust has pretty much settled at this point, seems to have normalized out. And I think there's some good changes they've made as well.
So let's talk about number one. So Ralph, what's the first thing you tell your team to check when it comes to trying to figure out why you're not showing any conversions or your conversion cost is super high or maybe super exorbitantly low?
The dreaded goose egg is really the one that we fear the most, because that means we probably haven't checked everything. So you're running ads for maybe a couple of days. You may or may not be checking your Infusionsoft, your email provider, to see whether or not you're getting leads. But you look inside the Facebook Ads Manager and you don't see any conversions. You see zero conversions. And that immediately raises a red flag, because chances are, you know, even if you don't really know what you're doing, you're probably going to get maybe one or two conversions. So, you know, this might be a conversion for a lead, or it might be sort of a step sort of after the lead. Like in our case, sometimes it might be a registration for a webinar and then they purchase a product. So there's two sort of things that we're measuring there. So whenever we see zero conversions in any step of the funnel, the first thing we do, and we have, you know, a very specific checklist for this in the agency, is we go through and just check our pixels and check everything, all the different URLs in that specific funnel, and make sure, number one, that there is a Facebook pixel on every page. Sometimes, you know, it's not. Make sure that it's actually placed in the right spot and that it's firing correctly. And there's a tool that we use. And if you're running Facebook ads, you should almost primarily be on the Google Chrome browser, just because you can access Power Editor for that as well. But one of the best extensions, which is a little, you know, thing that you can actually add on to your Chrome browsers, is what's called the FB Pixel Helper. And it's definitely a writer downer and something that we'll have in the show notes here as well. If you don't have that installed on your browser, do that immediately after you finish listening to this episode here, because it's so important. And that will tell you whether or not you have a Facebook pixel on any page of your funnel or on your website. So definitely get that. That's the first thing that we check. So we check that it's on there.
So important. And, you know, this might seem, you know, like a duh, but it's something that a lot of people skip, right? They go right to diagnosing other problems. But this is the first thing we look at too. If I'm running a campaign and it's 3 to 5 days in and it's time to go in and analyze the performance for the first time, if I see that our conversion costs are too high or just not getting any conversions, usually there is an issue with URLs or pixels. And I find errors all the time. So this happens to everybody. So making sure that you're not only sending traffic to the right page, but that you're also optimizing for the right pixel, for the right, you know, success page, whatever you're optimizing for. Because there have been times where, you know, I've set up campaigns, we're sending traffic to the right page, but for some reason I accidentally optimized for the wrong conversion. And, you know, although we were getting opt-ins, it wasn't reporting and we were optimizing for the wrong action. So this happens a lot. And, you know, sometimes there are bugs in Power Editor where you'll think you selected the correct conversion pixel and may have accidentally selected the incorrect one. So it seems simple, but it's a big issue and it will absolutely affect not only your optimization, but also your tracking and the numbers that you see in your reports.
Yeah, without a doubt. So the first thing you want to check is to make sure the pixel is on there. That's like solution number one. Solution number two is definitely make sure that your correct conversion pixel is actually the one that you have set up on the specific ad set. Another one that we find a lot is sort of solution three to this, really almost, is make sure that the Facebook pixel that's on the pages that you're running traffic to are actually associated with your ad account. We find this all the time, in fact. I mean, especially for an agency that does this, if you have multiple ad accounts, or maybe they have other affiliates that they're running traffic to that offer, sometimes you'll see a Facebook pixel on there using the FB Pixel Helper, but it's not yours. So what you need to do is you need to go into your Ads Manager and actually check and make sure there's a little section in the Ads Manager under All Tools where you can check the number, or what's called the pixel ID number, and you can double check that with what shows up inside FB Pixel Helper. So make sure that the right one's on there. And I think it's a simple, simple thing to do, and sometimes something that people forget.
Yeah. So step one, if your conversion costs are too high or volume is low, check your URLs and check your pixels.
All right, problem number two. What's number two, Molly?
Number two is that your click-through rate is high and your CPC might be low, but you're still not getting conversions. So usually we set a benchmark of anything over about 1% click-through rate is great. That's a really solid click-through rate. And depending on your market, any cost per click on Facebook, you know, under a dollar is also thumbs up really good. And we hear this a lot. You know, my click-through rate is great. My cost per click is low, but I'm still not generating conversions, or my conversion costs are just too high. So the issue here is usually your landing page or your AdSense. So your ad has done a great job of qualifying the audience and getting them really interested and getting them to click over to your page. But once they get to your page, something bad happens, right? There's something about your page that threw the user off. So the ad scent was bad. The design from the ad to the landing page was too different. The offer that you made in the ad was different than the offer you made on the landing page. The copy in your ad was very different from the copy on your landing page. So if you have that poor ad scent, and when people click from the ad over to the landing page, and it's a totally different story than they heard in your ad, that's really going to hurt your conversions, right? Your landing page is going to underperform. If you want to learn ways to increase your landing page conversion rate, definitely listen to episode 41 with Justin Rondo. He's the director of optimization here at Digital Marketer, and he shares ways to increase your landing page conversion rate, because no matter how awesome your ad campaign is, or how high your click-through rate is, or how low your cost per click, if they click over to the landing page and the landing page is not converting, your conversion cost is going to be high and your conversion volume is going to be low. So if everything looks great on your end, on the traffic end, but you're still having an issue, it's definitely time to increase your landing page conversion rate and really look at AdSense.
And I know Justin Rondo recently did a Facebook Live on the Digital Marketer Facebook page.
He did.
Maybe we can link to that in the show notes as well. You can go to the Digital Marketer main Facebook page and scroll down, or you can just go to the show notes at digitalmarketer.com/podcast. And is it okay if we link out to that
Absolutely.
Reporting?
We can even embed it into the show notes. Justin on Facebook Live is, you know, going in and auditing landing pages so you can see some real life examples of high converting landing pages. And, you know, of course, also listen to episode 41. But if your ad and your traffic campaigns are doing their job, but your conversion cost is still too high, your volume's low, then it's really time to focus on your landing page. That's the second item that we go and check out in order to diagnose an issue here.
Yeah, and episode 12 actually goes into AdSent quite a bit. It's almost an entire episode on that. So I would definitely recommend you go back and listen to that one here, because, I mean, if you think about it, lots of people are clicking your message, you know, to your market, to your interest group is good. Like, you're resonating with them. They're clicking, they're getting low cost per click. You're doing the first part of your ad really well. Sell the click, get them there. But something on your landing page is saying, no way. So it's really, this becomes more of a landing page issue. But, you know, even on the landing page itself, just on this one, this is another one where we sort of go back to what we first talked about, is make sure like the buttons on your page are actually working. Like, we had this happened just this past week with a customer, like, conversions dried up. So the account manager went in and saw that the button that actually opened up the opt-in wasn't even loading. So it's stuff like that. Just double check. Like, if you're working, you know, you've got a lot of different people in your organization, maybe somebody, you know, forgot a little snippet of code or something like that. So just double check your landing page. It might be that your landing page is good, but maybe it's just a technical issue on that page. Make sure it's loading correctly. Make sure your buttons work, everything else. And then obviously listen to those two episodes that we mentioned, as well as the resources from Justin.
Great stuff. So let's move on to number three. Number three is, what happens if your click-through rate is low and your CPC, or your cost per click, is high? So people aren't clicking on your ad. So maybe your click-through rate and the benchmark you gave, Molly, is less than 1%. This always, of course, depends on your industry. Maybe for you, and a high click-through rate is 5 or 6%, and a low click-through rate is you know, 1 or 2%. If you have a really engaged audience, it's low compared to your normal ads. That's what we're talking about here, okay? And your cost per click is higher than normal. Then what's the next step?
What do you think, Ralph?
Well, you've got some work to do on this one.
Yeah, we have a problem way before we even get to the landing page.
Right. There's something that's really not resonating here. Like, this is probably the worst case scenario here. So if you're getting, you know, CTR super low, I mean, it depends, like Keith says. I mean, we just sort of use like an under 1% benchmark in most cases. And, you know, maybe your cost per click is $1, $2, $3. That means that there could be lots of different things here. It could be your, first off, it'd be reevaluate your offer. And I mean, I think probably,
or your hook
specifically.
What he means by your hook, it's the reason why you're wanting somebody to click, right? So it's the title of your blog post, why you're getting them to go read that, or it's the title of your lead magnet, or why you're getting them to click, or why you're getting them to watch your video, if it's a video ad, right? It's reevaluate the reason why you want them to take action.
Yeah. And the episode with Ryan on episode 43, I mean, that's probably the best episode there is about specifically your offer. And then also, there's a great page on Digital Marketer on customer value optimization, which is an awesome one as well. So you definitely want to look at that probably first and foremost. Another issue here, a solution, you know, past that one, I would say that's really the big one, is that you probably need to do some additional interest research. Your message, you know, in your ad is not matching the audiences that you're putting that ad in front of. So that's almost like a combination of two things. So go back to the drawing board, go into Audience Insights, the great Facebook tool. There's even greater, you know, drop down interest that you can now get inside Power Editor, which are super targeted, really are very helpful. And then you want to look at your ads, your ad copy, you know, your images. Is it matching, you know, what your market and what your offer is trying to relay? So this is a multi-pronged one. I don't think there's really one specific thing, but I think probably the biggest part of this is that you really have to look at your offer. Is it something that that market wants? And if you know that it is, then you can sort of take steps 2 and 3 here with, you know, interest research, right, and ad copy.
Yeah. So if you're looking and your click-through rate's low, you know, it's below 1%, even below 0.5 is really where I'm like, ooh, that's especially low, or your CPC's high, then you really are analyzing your campaign. You know, is this something that people actually want? Am I portraying why people should want this thing in my copy? And am I putting it in front of the right people?
This is a big one here. I've got four amazing business owners at my house right now for 3 days. We're having this intensive workshop and it's awesome. And it's funny because a lot of times people are out there thinking, okay, they want all the ninja, like the target audience and the retargeting and all the things that they think are the sexy topics, right? But you know what we're spending 80% of our time on? Probably more like 95% of the 2 days on each person is their offer, their hook, and then their messaging, what they're doing to get people to click. The most successful clients in the agency are the guys that come to us that already have a killer offer and really good messaging. It makes the job so much easier. And so I actually did a Facebook Live, I don't know, maybe a week ago or so. One of the guys here told me yesterday that, yeah, he goes, I actually took action on what you said. I gave people an exercise, a little bit of like what Roy Williams talks about in Wizard of Ads, one of Ryan Dice's books that he recommends and gave us at War Room. And I said, hey, do this. I want you to do an exercise. I want you to get out of this, like for a minute, this conversion, like thinking, and try to create an ad that will get people to share your ad. Because this is what Facebook wants, right? They want engaging ads. They want stuff that people share. It shows them your ad is relevant to the audience. And so I said, first, just do an exercise. Don't think about conversions at all. Just try to create an ad that somebody will share and like. So one of the guys did it. He had this 30-second video clip. He's in the wrestling space, killer. He teaches tag style wrestling. And he had this 30-second clip and he used that as an ad. Then he just linked out to the homepage because he was implementing this exercise. And he's like, in 24 hours, that video got 150,000 views organically. Okay, not reach, but views. So it basically went viral. It got like 300,000 views in like 2 days. And he linked to the homepage and they're getting leads and sales from that. Now, because of that exercise, we're going to take that 30-second video and make that the intro to actual videos that sell stuff, right? So now it's 30-second video that's killer. And then it goes into 30 seconds or a minute or 2 minutes of teaching and call to action. Now, all I have to do is add some value and add a call to action. So Facebook shares that because it's high value. But this is like, you want to think about what are your audience's pain points? What do they really, really want, right? How can you deliver value and deliver something that's engaging? So Facebook rewards you with massively more impressions and cheaper clicks, but then you also got to get them to take action, right? So you got to have something they want. And that's why you got to go back and listen to these episodes where Ryan talks and we talk about offers that work with Facebook and messaging. That's, I'm telling you, this is the biggest, easiest way to take your business and I think your life to the next level is get your messaging and your offer right, and everything else will take care of itself.
Yeah, Keith, the wrestling example is interesting. And of course, we don't recommend sending traffic right to your homepage if you want conversions.
That was just an exercise. Exactly.
Yeah. What he was doing was testing messaging. Yep. And, you know, really, when you're writing ad copy, you shouldn't reinvent the wheel. If you have emails that have worked in the past, if you've given a talk at a live event and people really resonated with what you had to say, you know, pull copy, pull messaging from those scenarios and use them in your ads because you know that they work. So I think that's a great example of, you know, testing, like we talked about in episode 52, really spending a few hundred dollars to collect data and figure out what your market responds to, and then turn those ads into ads that the goal is conversion.
Think outside the box. What we took from that learning session was that clip was awesome. It was actionable. It was like emotional because it was like Dan Gable talking in the background, the coach of Iowa, right? Who was his coach in college. And then he can transition into him giving value or him saying, hey, I've got this amazing, my 11 commandments, right? So they can go now, they can lead into their call to action. So we're going to take that learning lesson and turn it into an ad that will get people to click and convert and take them to the landing page.
Yeah, that's great, Keith.
You got to learn and then adjust and think outside the box like this. This is how you win big on Facebook.
For example, we're launching a new product right now at launchgrid.com. And the ads that I'm creating are really just variations of emails that we've sent that worked, right? So we knew the messaging worked. It was longer copy that was more conversational. I simply copy, pasted it over into Power Editor, made some adjustments because it's an ad and not an email, right? Yep. But we knew that that works. So why not use it?
You Facebookized it.
Yeah. And we'll have an episode here in a few weeks that lays out our traffic plan for that launch. It's been really effective, but you know, use what you have and what you know works. And, you know, speaking of engagement, I think that rolls into, you know, number four, which is if you have a campaign and you have ads that have high social shares, high relevance scores, high engagement, but conversions are low, that's really the fourth thing that we look at, right? And I see this a lot. People have ads and maybe it's a video and they're like, Molly, you know, this has millions of views, or, you know, look at this link post ad. It has, you know, hundreds of shares and lots of comments, but it's still not converting. And the first thing that we ask ourselves is that the goal of this ad? Because a lot of times, if you are running a super engaging ad, especially to cold traffic, well, the goal of that ad is to introduce yourself to that audience, right? To pixel people, to really begin that relationship. So your goal wouldn't be leads or sales, right? So just to separate the two there and to really understand first, is that the goal of this particular campaign or this particular ad? And if it's not, then let that ad keep doing what it's doing best and engaging with the audience, right? That ad is doing what it's supposed to do. Let your retargeting ads do the work on the conversion side. That's just a mindset switch there and really understanding the goal of your campaigns. But if you do have an ad that's getting a lot of engagement, high relevance score, and the goal is conversions, you know, what would you guys recommend changing or evaluating?
Well, I mean, for us, I mean, this was a problem that we had with a specific ad that was in the survival niche that we had. The creative was very, and the ad copy was very sort of nationalistic for a US-based audience. And it was getting tons and tons of shares. Everyone loved it. You know, lots and lots of comments, everything positive. Nobody was converting. So
it looked good from the outside, but on the inside, you were sad.
Yes. So we went back to a very, very sad. Unfortunately, that was a goose egg one. So we had lots and lots of engagement. So how we switched is we basically just said we need to do one of two things: either put some sort of specific call to action that's related to the message, which we did do, or we just went back to other ads that we had done previously that it converted well and really swapped out our ad copy a lot. So, I mean, we didn't get the amount of social shares and everything else on the other ads that we created, but we really kind of went back to square one. We're like, you know, our message is missing the mark here. So right. Even when we did add a call to action, it's still the shares and everything else just it didn't overtake the fact that it wasn't converting. We did eventually get some conversions on it,
right.
But we really just reframed everything in our ad, our ad copy, creative, everything else, just to match the market better.
And you also want to look at your campaign objective, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you could have an ad that you have optimized for page post engagement or video views, and it's getting a lot of engagement and it's not converting. And that's because you're not telling Facebook that's what you want.
Yeah,
right.
Yep.
So, you know, my suggestion there would be to take that same ad that has all of those social shares and likes and comments and create a new campaign where you're optimizing for conversions or you're optimizing for clicks. So you can take that ad that's, you know, has a high relevance score that you know that people like, and then behind the scenes, you're telling Facebook, I want to optimize for leads or I want to optimize for this low dollar sale.
Love it.
Yeah. And we covered that in episode 37. Lots of, you know, referring back to other episodes here. But I mean, that was one of the five biggest mistakes that we see, you know, when running Facebook ads, when we look in ad accounts, is exactly that, is reevaluate your objective. Tell Facebook exactly what it is that you want, what you want out of your campaign, and they'll get it for you.
It's kind of like video ads. And if you've done that right, first of all, pat yourself on the back. You need to take some time and acknowledge, like, that's not easy to do, to make something that's relevant that people are sharing and liking. So you either have to switch your objective or try to figure out a way. Take some time to transition into a call to action that makes sense. Don't try to do it in a hurry. I'll take like half a day writing one ad a lot of times. This is something that is worthwhile, time well spent. If you're doing a video ad, we usually use website conversions for the objective for video ads. Now, I've seen video views as the objective went out. In some cases, as far as cost per conversion, if it gets a super low cost per video view, but most cases, if we're trying to get them to take action, like buy a product or opt in for a webinar, we'll use website conversions. And the great thing too is when you're doing these types of ads, is we're seeing really, really cool, amazing results right now from the video view custom audiences. And we'll get on that on future episodes, but you know, people that have watched 25% or more, you know, retargeting those people. We're creating lookalike audiences now of people that have watched 50% or 75% of videos, and those audiences are really, really working well. So if you're doing something like that, you are building that goodwill. You're branding yourself more than you realize. But you still got to get conversions and ROI. If you're just losing money, you can't keep going. So you've got to figure out a way to change objective or transition to a stronger call to action. You just have to. Otherwise, it's going to waste a lot of money. Take some time, though. It doesn't happen overnight always.
Indeed.
Yeah, so just to recap, if your conversion cost is too low or you're not generating the amount of conversions you would like, first check your pixels and your URLs. That seems simple, but it's a very, very common mistake. Number two, if your click-through rate's high and your CPC's low, then it's time to analyze your landing page and really make sure you have consistent ad sent from your ad to your landing page. If your click-through rate's low and your CPC's high, you have a lot of work to do on your traffic campaign. And it's time to make sure, you know, you're making an offer that people actually want, that your ad copy is really speaking to their pain points and the specific end benefit, that your creative really portrays the marketing message, and that you're actually putting the ad in front of people who are interested, that your targeting is really specific and that you've done your research. And then last but not least, if you have an ad that's getting a lot of engagement, right, that people are really responding to, but you're still not getting conversions, then make sure you're setting your objective to tell Facebook that that's what you want and that you're making strong calls to action within the ad.
Perfect.
All right. Love it. Great recap. Like we said, get back, listen to those episodes, get back to the show notes, digitalmarketer.com/podcast. We'll have all the show notes, any screenshots we talked about, the Facebook Live videos, all that stuff. So I hope you enjoyed this. Take some action, pick one of those, adjust your ads, and see how it improves.
And let us know.
Yeah, let us know how it is in the Facebook groups, all right? Talk to you soon. See you next week.
Can we take our lab coats off now? It's getting hot in here.
No, Ralph, you have to wear yours all day.
Oh, man. It's so hot outside. All right.
Whatever we need to do for perpetual traffic is fine by me, Mal.
All right. We'll include pictures of Ralph in his lab coat, too.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you soon.
See ya.
You've been listening to Perpetual Traffic with Keith Krantz, Molly Pittman, and Ralph Burns. For more information and to get the resources mentioned in this episode, visit digitalmarketer.com/podcast. Thank you for listening.
John Moran here. Q1 is closing and it probably didn't go as well as you'd hoped. I'm sure your agency is telling you that they crushed it, but in reality, it probably crushed you. If your agency isn't on the same page as you, or if there's something wrong but you can't quite put your finger on what, go to tier11.com/apply, that's tier11.com/apply, and we'll get set up on a call to show you a better way to look at your business, not just metrics that make agencies look good.